prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. We're going to be talking with Ashley Grace in just a moment about the difference between full-spectrum hemp products and some of these concentrated CBD products. The full-spectrum products seem to be outperforming, and we'll learn why. I've talked about H-Hemp's product on the show a bit, that it's the first product that I've actually taken, and it reduced pain. And I want to know why, and I think you should too. A little bit later in the show, we're going to be joined by my co-host for today's show, Tim Bruce. We're going to talk about my surgery. I had some interesting experiences the past week. I was off the air Thursday and Friday because I was having surgery. And there's a lot to talk about, and we'll be getting into that. Before we get started, I have to thank our title sponsor, EFX Sports and All American Pharmaceuticals. Right now, you can get 6 free samples of their most popular products by going to superhumanradio.net and clicking the EFX banner ad. You just have to pay $5.99 for shipping, and you'll get not only 6 products, it's a real big goodie bag, plus shaker bottles. They've been throwing T-shirts in for some people. Everybody is messaging me and saying they can't believe what they got from EFX Sports, so check that out. Ashley Grace, how you doing?
Great, Carl. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. So before we talk about your product, we have to really talk about why you decided to get involved in this burgeoning category, which is full-spectrum hemp products. And then we'll talk about why full-spectrum is more important than just the CBD alone. Tell your story. It's very, very inspiring.
Yeah, well, thank you, Carl, again. I had an accident about 20 years ago that was playing a softball game, believe it or not. I should have retired early. But I was running for a fly ball. I called it. I got it. Everybody heard me except for the guy that was running right toward me. And his knee hit my face at full speed as I extended to dive and catch the ball. Took a broken orbital, a severe head trauma, concussion. Lucky that I didn't break my neck. It was just, messed up all the muscles and tendons there, though. And I've just had a life of kind of resigned myself to a life of pain and nerve pain in particular, these kind of phantom pains that you feel that mm-hmm. felt like somebody was sticking a fork from the inside of my face outward, if you can understand what that feels like. Ended up moving to Colorado about 6 years ago and discovered, full-spectrum CBD and later hemp-derived CBD, which is the product that we work with at the H-Hemp Company, and really just changed my life. I don't have any of the migraines any longer. I don't have any of the issues that I was having. I've got to be careful here because I don't want to make sure we're not making any medical claims. We don't do that. We're not allowed to do that, and we don't want to do that. But we do at the same time want to tell an honest version of the story. I was going through a lot of issues, and all those issues are gone. it's really changed my life. I decided to go full on into the field and really dedicate my career and life toward this product because it is so beneficial. I've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of testimonials for a variety of issues where people have had their lives given back to them as a result of hemp-derived CBD. And, at the H-Hemp Company, our mantra is really healthy, happy, and honest. And that's what our products are designed to do and what they are. And they're third-party tested to make sure that the quality is there and there's no, contaminants or pesticides in the products. They're all grown in the United States. That's an important thing for your listeners who are looking for, hemp and hemp-derived CBD products. Most of the products on the market are not from the United States. They're imported. And that, not that that's bad, but it just, we have a different level of quality control. We want to make sure that all of our hemp is grown in the United States. And it's also using, all of our products contain premium genetics, which just means high in cannabinoids. And we can talk a little bit more about what cannabinoids
mean. Yeah, I want to get into genetics here in a minute. But So before we get into any of that, I've tried a lot of CBD products over the past couple years. And I just didn't know what all the fuss was about. Now, I'm going to be very honest. My audience knows this. You know, when I'm in California or in a state that allows for recreational cannabis, I do indulge. And cannabis will make pain go away, like in seconds. But there's something wasn't working for me with the CBD products until I tried yours. What's different about yours? What are you doing differently that the rest of the industry doesn't understand?
Well, there's a lot of folks out there who are creating what they call CBD isolate products, which the cannabis plant is wonderful in that it's full of over hundreds of compounds called cannabinoids. And one of those cannabinoids is THC, and that's what gets everybody, that's what gets you high.
Yeah, that's the psychotropic, right.
Correct, and one of those compounds is CBD, and then there's dozens of others. And what the theory is that the entourage effect, as it's called, is that the collective, all cannabinoids working together, even THC in trace amounts. You know, our products do have just a little bit of THC, well under the limit of what's allowed as hemp. But there's a little bit of THC there. There's a lot of CBD, again. And then the hemp plant also takes and creates, like I said, dozens of other cannabinoids that the research is still being done around what those might hold in terms of promise for us. So when you hear people talk about full spectrum, what that means is that the whole plant extract is in our product. And a lot of times people only use the CBD, which is one single compound, and that, again, that has value. I mean, I'm not... One of our products, the breath spray, for example, is a CBD isolate product. Again, yep. Derived through hemp. But it's, we typically recommend that it's used in conjunction with our full spectrum tinctures, because they set then the foundation in your body for the advantageous benefits of the plant. And then you can supplement yourself on the go with more of the isolated product, just out of simple cost savings and convenience. Is why we recommend that.
So what about there are other compounds in hemp, like terpenes and other active ingredients that are still being studied that we don't understand. Those are also resident in your product because yours is a full spectrum product, right?
That's correct. And that's a good point. And we're still, the industry itself is still doing a lot of research around what benefits does that bring. You know, I've been doing this now for 3 years, and I see, and we've done some anecdotal tests with people, even family members, and I've seen, non-full spectrum products work for some people, but I, by and large, have seen that the full spectrum benefits tend to outweigh and work for more people more often than the isolated products. But again, I don't want to necessarily say one is bad and one is good, because there still needs to be a lot of research done around this. I'm glad that the product worked for you the way it did, and you're not alone. There's lots of people who I've personally tested with some products. We just to give you a little peek behind the curtain, we did experiment with a THC-free version of our tinctures for a while. So we created one that had basically the THC removed. And we tried that on a couple of folks who had severe, issues with their knees and backs and those sorts of things. And we didn't tell them. And we had them take the product for about 5 days, which generally you want to stick with something 5 to 7 days to kind of see if it's going to work. They did not express the relief that we were hoping to see. And then we introduced the full spectrum product, and the relief came on within a couple of days. So again, anecdotal studies, small sample sizes, but that's the kind of thing that we are looking to try to understand as an industry.
So you don't need a lot of the THC, it sounds like, in order to cause this gestalt, if you will, effect. Just some, and staying under what is considered the legal limit for hemp-derived products is adequate.
Appears to be. It appears to be. The theory, again...
Because I mean, look, I know what it feels like to smoke weed. I know what it feels like to vape cannabis. I know what edibles feel like. I don't get any what I would consider psychotropic effect from your product. I'm surprised when you said there is trace amounts of THC, and I was completely blown away just now because I'm thinking, it doesn't make me feel like that.
Correct. And that's the benefit. It acts. The theory, again, is that trace amounts of THC act as a catalyst to then give the relief that's triggered through all the cannabinoids and all the terpenes, and then it's basically the entire plant. But without any of the psychotropic, side effects, if you will, associated with THC, which so many people don't want, and I'm like you, I've enjoyed the pain relief and other dimensions of THC, even just for relaxation in certain situations. I mean, and who's to say that that's not very beneficial for our bodies?
Right.
But a lot of people don't enjoy that, and I have lots of friends and family who absolutely do not enjoy that whatsoever, yet they want the benefits associated with the cannabis plant. And that, again, is what we try to create with the H Hemp Company. And we like to say it's kind of all the benefits that you've heard about associated with medical cannabis, but without the high.
Because, see, weed, unlike other people, doesn't make me sleep well. In fact, if I use pure cannabis, whole cannabis, I lose my appetite, number one. I don't get the munchies like a lot of people claim. But also, it makes me sleep so deep that I snore and I'm restless and I don't feel well the next morning. And I don't get that from your product. I've used your product before bed, and there's nothing I can attribute to, like waking up the next morning and go, oh, man, I don't feel good. I guess it's the H-hemp tincture that I used last night. In fact, all I notice is a reduction in the pain that I lived with for a year and a half before I had surgery last week. So I'm impressed with its pain relief. I know that Tim Bruce has lower back problems, and he commented to me that when he started using your product, that his lower back problems they subsided. He didn't feel any pain in his lower back. So explain the science behind, and then I'm going to talk about performance, because I have a friend who actually lives in your state, Alex Wapretsky, who is a savagely strong individual. And he uses full-spectrum hemp products in the morning before he trains. It does not impair his training. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. So explain how the endocannabinoid system suppresses pain. How does it stop pain? It doesn't work through the COX inhibitor like NSAIDs. What does it do?
What's interesting is, and again, I don't know, this could be, I think it'll be quite interesting to your listeners to learn that the U.S. Department of Health actually holds a patent, and it's patent number 6630507, and so please fact check me. The U.S. Department of Health holds a patent as cannabinoids. It's titled Cannabinoids as Antioxidants and Neuroprotectants, and that patent was awarded in 2003. Which means it was studied in the late 90s. In that patent, they talk about a variety of inflammatory conditions and disorders, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, stroke, brain trauma, and that's just to name a few. I'm not reading the patent directly here, but your listeners can check it out. And that research, again, has been done by the U.S. Department of Health, and that kind of builds on what was discovered in the 1990s, which is that all humans and mammals, in fact, contain an endocannabinoid system
in our
bodies, which means our bodies create cannabinoids.
Well, it also means, from an evolutionary perspective, we have adapted to leverage cannabinoids because we probably ate plant sources of them. So just like our mitochondria came from a virus that we caught at some point of our evolutionary process, from primordial ooze to where we are today. And everything that we have, was adapted from our environment. So we have had access to and leveraged cannabinoids for millions of years in order for us to have a cannabinoid receptor. We don't have an ethanol receptor. Alcohol intoxicates us. It's toxic. It actually causes toxicity to the brain that gives you this euphoric feeling, much like you feel from breathing too much carbon monoxide or consuming mercury. But we have an endocannabinoid system, which means that cannabis is far more appropriate for the human condition than alcohol is.
And any chemical-derived drug that
yeah.
we take.
Yeah,
is,
yeah.
Yeah, we've evolved along with this plant for, like you said, since the dawn of time. And that's pretty interesting. And people, again, you know, people start to think, oh, well, you know, how can this be such a miracle drug? How can it work so well for so many different things? Well, first of all, it's not a drug. It's a plant. And the plant has been with us as a food source in our diets for thousands, millions, whatever, however many years that one wants to believe we've been around. But the reality is it's been around so long that it's part of our bodies. And when we become deficient in cannabinoids, then a variety of issues happens. And, you know, we become deficient because we get older, we have different genetics, we have different stresses, we eat different things, and eventually that deficiency manifests itself in some form of problem, whether it's the inability to deal with anxiety, the inability to deal with pain, the inability to sleep, the inability for our immune system to really fully function, lots of different things. And seemingly then, cannabinoids, when introduced into our diets again, and again, it doesn't have to be the THC type of cannabinoids. It can be non-psychotropic hemp-derived cannabinoids. They fit into these receptors that you were talking about that are already inside of our bodies, and they restore balance, which is called homeostasis. And by restoring balance to our immune system, our digestive system, our cardiovascular systems, then our bodies can actually deal with and better perform toward dealing with whatever those stresses have manifested themselves in terms. So if it's anxiety for you, or if it's pain for me, or insomnia for somebody else, those things are all kind of caused by that deficiency in cannabinoids. And that's why it can seemingly act as a miraculous cure, quote unquote, for a lot of different things that we experience as humans.
I want to mention something else. In order for you to get high on THC, it has to be decarboxylated through heat or some other method. There is a study out there that shows that non-decarboxylated THC actually improves short-term memory in people with dementia. Now, think about this. We probably didn't smoke cannabis at the dawn of time, like you're talking about. We probably ate it as a plant source of nutrient. And those non-decarboxylated cannabinoids and THC components entered our body in a way that actually improved memory and cognition, as opposed to smoking it, which decarboxylates it, which it degrades memory and cognition. Just think of that simple little organic transition from heating something. That's amazing, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's really interesting. I was just having this conversation yesterday with some folks in the airport, actually. We were talking about this whole industry, and I think personally one of the things we're going to see as prohibition of the plant continues to end across the nation and hopefully the world is because people are able to then grow this plant in their gardens, like with their tomatoes
salad.
And so forth,
yeah,
you're now open up a whole new opportunity. And one of my favorite things being here in Colorado is I can grow cannabis in my garden. And one of my favorite things to do is to go out in the mornings and pick some leaves off the plant and make a fresh squeezed juice and include those leaves in my juice.
Wow.
And it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing, and nobody really can do that today unless you're growing your own because it's too expensive. And that's, you know, and it has nothing to do with getting high.
Yeah, because I would imagine you don't get high from that.
Yeah, no, there's no high at all because it's not heated, to your
right.
point. It's just the natural plant as in its vegetative state, And I can tell you, when you mix that up with a little lemon juice and apple juice and some fresh ginger and maybe some cucumbers with those leaves, you've got an amazing green juice that is almost just like an immediate brain boosting. You feel so good when you drink it. Just from being sharp and focused. There's no high to it at all.
Listeners can save 20% off and get free shipping if they want to try the H Hemp products. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H Hemp banner ad. Or what's your website, Ashley?
Just have people Google H Hemp Company. That's the easiest way to find it.
Okay, Google H Hemp Company and use the coupon code SHR. Get 20% off your entire first order, plus free shipping. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about my buddy Alex Wapretsky. He's been using full-spectrum hemp products for some time now, and he believes in them. So we're going to talk about that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. 74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real, long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder.
the weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Do you still shop at Whole Foods? Why? Why are you wasting your money when you could shop at Thrive Market? Save up to 50% off what you're paying at these other health food stores and popular stores like Whole Foods. Get it delivered right to your door in a couple days on your doorstep. Order through the app in seconds, any time of day. Never leave your house. Never get caught in traffic again. Never have to push a cart. I mean, it's just so simple. Go to thrivemarket.com/SHR and take, it's $60 worth of free organic foods and free shipping. Or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad to check them out. I will never shop at Whole Foods again. We're talking with Ashley Grace of the H Hemp Company about their product, which is the first hemp product that actually did what it said it was going to do, which was relieve my pain. And it did not make me drowsy. It didn't make me weary. It didn't make me feel anything at all except the pain went away, which really amazed me. And you can get 20% off by using the code SHR and free shipping. If you Google H Hemp Company or go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad for them. So my friend Alex Wapretsky, who lives in the Pacific Northwest, he played for ASU. He had an NFL contract in front of him, and then he blew out his knee. While that was the end of his professional football career, it was not the end of his physical culture career. He's one of the strongest people I know, pound for pound. He's completely inked from neck down. He's got a big old long beard. He looks like a mountain man, but he trains like an animal. And I found out about 6 or 7 months ago that he starts every single morning with some full spectrum hemp products. And he says he couldn't train without them. They make the pain go away. They allow him to do the heavy lifting that he wants to do because they make the pain go away. And are you finding more and more people within the performance community our experiment? I know Ben Greenfield's another guy who believes in these hemp products. You know, he pushes his body to levels of complete superhuman experiences, and he believes in them. Clearly, he wouldn't use them if they impair. They don't impair performance. They seem to improve performance. Some people even say they help get them in the zone faster. What are you hearing from your people? Did I lose you?
Is this for Ashley or Alex?
No, for Ashley. Yeah. No, Alex. Sure. Alex isn't with us. This is for you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, absolutely, we're hearing the same thing. There's a contingent of professional athletes who don't necessarily want to talk about this out loud because, you know, especially in the NFL, you still have a negative stigma around THC. And when you use our products, because they have that trace amount of THC, if you use them, while you won't get high, you very possibly could trigger a positive THC test later down the road. And so there's an underground community within the NFL that I'm very aware of that is using this product quite extensively in order to balance those the recovery and focus that you're talking about. In particular, it works on both sides, right? The idea of maintaining focus throughout the workout is something that's very real for any of us who've, you know, ever tried to, you know, work in the workout into our stressful lives and turn off the, you know, the phone for a while to be able to get in and focus on getting done what we need to do. And just like it helps with focus in anything, it helps with focus on a workout. And then the anti-inflammatory dimensions that are very well documented that kind of help that cannabinoid dimension of focus on pre-workout also help on the recovery side. So it's something that's really emerging quite rapidly in the field of athletics.
I find that in the area of supplements in general, two companies can sell the same exact product, the same exact dosing, pretty much the same exact supplement. But one handles it differently than the other. Handling is an area of great interest to me because that seems to be where some supplements seem to perform better than others. Is that an issue for you? Do you do things with your hemp that you source from inside the United States, which, by the way, Kentucky is becoming a very big supplier of a very, very high concentrate organic hemp here in Kentucky. They're growing it now, and people are buying it from here for their products. But is handling the product an issue, or is this a real robust thing? Like, nah, everybody pretty much is starting off with the same thing.
Well, handling is an issue, but it gets back genetics. There's people who are growing. There's a whole wide spectrum of variety of cannabis plants, whether it's THC or even hemp plants. So a hemp plant, by definition, the only definition is that it has to have less than 0.3% THC. But there's no requirement on how much CBD or other cannabinoids it needs to have. And so you can grow a hemp plant that meets the THC requirement and have very low CBD in it. And then that, in general, is going to be a less performing product when put into a supplement than a product that actually has been bred to have high levels of CBD while also maintaining that low level of THC.
Do you third-party test for the different constituents in the raw materials that you use, or do you just take the COA that the company provides you?
No, we're doing a third-party test on our products as well, and we the COAs that we get are actually tested by third parties as well. So that's one of the requirements. That we don't want an internal COA, we want a third-party COA.
Uh-huh.
And yes, but that's what we're doing. The other thing that your listeners should know, and I think is kind of speaking to the point that you're making, it all comes also back to the integrity of the company. And the FDA tested, and one of the problems that we face as an industry is that the FDA tested about 20 products that claimed to be hemp CBD products. They came back, and this was about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago when they did this, and over half of them that they tested contained no CBD whatsoever. The other half of the sample size in most cases had very, very low levels of CBD. Now that's not saying everything's bad. There were a few brands that are doing it right, but by and large, the count is about 3 out of 20 in terms of the brands that are actually doing things the right way. And so that's part of the problem that the industry is facing, because people try a hemp CBD product and they say, oh, well, it didn't work for me. And there's a good chance that it probably didn't even have what it said it had in it. So that's, you know, one of the dimensions of our company and the HM company is healthy, happy, and honest. So that other H of honest is really important to us, because at the end of the day, this can have such miraculous impact for people. Imagine if you were hoping for that and holding out hope that you were going to get that relief, and then you tried a product that didn't have anything in it. And that's just not only a bad situation for that individual, but that's a bad situation for the world and our community as humans, because it's holding back the knowledge of what can be accomplished with this product if everything is honestly done.
Yeah, and that is a big problem with the supplement industry especially, but in this product especially, because people who are turning to full spectrum hemp products are turning to it usually for pain relief, and their lives are, to a certain degree, perhaps derailed. And the reality is that they really need to be delivered a good product. This is the FDA's big complaint about the supplement industry in general. And so I think
that's why we are very, even though we are consistent in our products, and our products do deliver to what we hope that people are able to piece together as the benefits, we don't talk about the benefits, right? Because we want to be in alignment with what the FDA requires. And therefore, we talk about our product containing a full spectrum cannabinoids, providing relief, providing more calm, providing people a chance to feel better. But we don't talk about necessarily specific medical claims because, again, it's not appropriate to do so, and we want to be in alignment with what the requirements are of the industry.
So if you want to try the product, you can save 20% off and get free shipping by using the code SHR. You can Google H Hemp Company, probably the fastest way to find them. Show them some love. You know that the sponsors of this show make the show possible. So if you're going to try a full-spectrum hemp product, check this one out. I endorse it. It worked for me, and I've used a lot. I've used a lot of different CBD and hemp products that really didn't do anything noticeable until I tried this product, and that's why we wanted them on the air, because we wanted to get our audience, make available to them a good full-spectrum hemp product that actually delivered on the promises that it made. Ashley, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we are going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have Tim Bruce on with me. We're going to talk about my surgery last week. Lots of interesting stuff that I have to share with the audience. Stay tuned.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company.
Age Force's popular DHEA plus pregnenolone patches. Buy one, get one free. That's right. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and take advantage of this amazing patch that delivers both DHEA and pregnenolone through the skin into the bloodstream. Again, superhumanradio.net listeners, go to the website and click the AgeForce buy one, get one free DHEA and pregnenolone patch today. Take advantage of this amazing offer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Yo, man. Yo. Open up, man.
Welcome back. I made a mistake before when I was talking about Thrive Market. It's thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio. That is the correct URL. If you're not going to superhumanradio.net and clicking the Thrive Market banner ad to get $60 worth of free organic groceries and free shipping just to try them. And plus, every time somebody signs up, they give a free membership to a financially underserved family who lives in a food desert that truly needs access to this stuff. So, Tim Bruce is joining me. For those of you who don't know...
How you doing, bud?
Hey, man. Tim is in charge of sales here at Superhuman Radio, and if you ever want to advertise, he's the guy to reach out to. And I have Tim on today because I want to talk a little bit about my experience last week. I put this surgery off. So keep in mind, I crushed my foot in April of 2016. I lived the remainder of 2016, all of 2017, and now the beginning of 2018 with a foot that was spreading wider and wider. Bones were literally pushing through the sole of my foot. For the past 6 months, I've been under the care of a foot doctor because of a hematoma the size of $2.50, a blood blister, if you will, under the skin that burst and actually let the bones push through the sole of my foot after doing a session of farmer's walks because...
My Lord.
I know. What happened was...
I mean, come on, Carl.
Well, I didn't want to have surgery, and I'm going to talk all about it. I mean, this is an important distinction because a lot of people probably feel the same way that I do, and I want them to know that they're not alone.
Right, I agree. I mean, you and I both hear from people because we're in the gyms, we're training, we've been doing this for 20-plus years. It seems like every third person you know possibly is going to need a surgery at some point to fix something they've just been dealing with.
Right.
Like you.
Right, and you put it off. Surgery is scary. I don't care. Like people are like, it's just foot surgery. It doesn't matter. The surgery isn't the scary part. Being cut on isn't the scary part. It's the friggin' anesthesia. More people have died during anesthesia than the surgery. I mean, Kanye West's mother didn't know she had a heart problem until they put her under anesthesia when she went in for plastic surgery, and she died. I know a lot of people who go into... I just heard a story this morning about a... You gotta listen to this one.
Okay.
A guy swallowed an intact pepperoncini pepper. He didn't chew it.
Come on now.
Listen. It got lodged in his colon. Very, very simple surgery.
Oh,
they
Lord.
Just had to anesthetize him, cut open, go in, and remove it from his colon, sew him up, and that's it. He died on the table. More people die... as a result of unknown heart or blood issues, like thrombotic, like a blood clot travels to their brain while they're anesthetized, and when they're supposed to come out of the anesthesia, they don't. They've stroked while they were in anesthesia. And so I was freaked out. I put off having the surgery until I literally could not put it off again. Now, I drove 6 hours to Cleveland to have Dr. William Seeds do my foot because there is no one better in the country as an orthopedic surgeon. No one. He's done Baryshnikov's ankles and knees, I think. He did Peter Murgatroyd from Dancing with the Stars' ankle. She had a career-ending injury, and her career didn't end thanks to him. He rehabbed her, and she danced and won the next season of Dancing with the Stars. That's Max Shmerkovsky's wife now, and they have a beautiful baby. He's done Max's leg. For those of you who are old enough to remember Daryl Strawberry from the Mets, this is the doctor who did the first arthroscopic surgery on a shoulder. They were doing arthroscopy to evaluate injuries. But they hadn't been doing arthroscopy to actually surgically repair things. They were only going and looking and going, okay, we now need to cut open this this joint and fix it. This is the guy who did Daryl Strawberry's arthroscopic shoulder surgery, the first arthroscopic shoulder surgery done on an athlete. And so this guy is like, he's like orthopedic royalty. He does stuff and then people follow what he does. And in fact, what he did with my foot was so unique. He had it in his mind what he was going to do, but he wasn't sure until he got into the foot to see how malleable my muscles were. And so we'll talk about that in a second. But I put this off. I put this off because I was afraid of the anesthesia. And that's the God's honest truth. I lived daily with pain that restricted my life. That, I mean, I still trained. I trained legs whenever I had to train legs. I did back off a little bit at the end here. I was only training legs a few times a month because the bones were starting to push back through the sole again and I was getting it healed. But I've lived with the pain because I didn't want to go under the anesthesia. You think that's silly?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I think the fear of that for sure is valid. We've all read enough stories. We've seen enough television programs to fear the unknown. Because the idea of actually laying on the table and being so ultra vulnerable.
Right.
I know for me as a grown man, that's something I don't even like to even think about, that subject. Having no control over your body, having no control over what's being done to you. And then for all the reasons you so eloquently said, you know, the possible deep vein thrombosis and everything that goes along with the potentiality of being under anesthesia for several hours. Now, there's something I'm really interested in. Now, before going into this, you had the idea this was going to be much shorter, correct?
Yes. So I was told that this would be an hour surgery when I talked to the girl at Dr. Seed's office.
Right, because I remember you and I were discussing this for as long as you and I have been talking to each other, as long as I've known you, you've had an issue with your foot.
Right. And I was also told that I would only be getting propofol, which I had propofol administered when I had my tricep surgery. And
okay.
Propofol was wonderful. You know, it's called wakeful sedation. They can bring you out of it super duper fast. Like in 60 seconds, you can be fully lucid again. They inject you. They stop the propofol. Like the propofol works as long as they're infusing it into your bloodstream. As soon as they shut it off, they inject something else. It's probably some sort of norepinephrine or something like that. I don't know. Maybe an adrenal hormone. Bang, you're awake like that fast. Like they could bring you out. Like if you're having a cardiac arrest, they could bring you right out of it. No problem. But as it turned out, I got gas too. But I got a different kind of gas. So there's two types of gas. There's one gas where you're breathing on your own, and there's another gas where they have to breathe for you. The latter is like really the general anesthesia that scares the bejeebers out of me. That's the one where people wake up for days and like they can't get their memory back, and it takes them long time to recover. The one that I got, I was loopy for the next day, but I came right out of it because I was breathing on my own. And anesthesiologist said, look, we're going to have to use gas on you. Not only did they do that, but they did a block on the leg. They went into the popliteal area of the back of the knee. And I remember she said, I'm laying on my stomach, and she said, your foot is going to start moving uncontrollably on its own, but it'll stop shortly. And all of a sudden, my foot started wagging side to side, and then it stopped. And then the entire leg was like a dead fish, like a dead fish.
You were still conscious enough at this time.
Oh, I was still. They didn't put me out yet. And in fact, I'm not even sure when they put me out. I remember talking to my daughter, Sydney. I remember them giving me. So more to the story.
Okay.
So when I got the flu a month or so ago, I started using Afrin again because my nose was so stuffed up that my little nasal thing that I wear that keeps me from snoring wasn't working. So I started using Afrin. Do you know what Afrin is?
Absolutely.
Okay. Afrin is habit forming. So if you use it for more than 3 days, you can't stop using it because when you stop using it, your nostrils literally close up for like 2 days.
Absolutely. It's not even recommended by most ear, nose, and throat doctors today. They try to keep you away from it for that exact reason.
So I had been using Afrin for a good month already now. And the morning of the surgery, I was afraid that while I was under the anesthesia, my nose would plug up. They'd have my mouth plugged up with something, and they wouldn't realize I couldn't breathe, and I would suffocate. So I did a double dose in each nostril, two big sprays of Afrin in each nostril the morning of the surgery. When I went in there, my blood pressure was 102 over 200. Or 200 over 102. 200 over 102. They're like, dude, you have to do something about your... I said, look, it's never like this. It's usually 137 over 77. They didn't believe me. They thought I was like lying to them. I was like, then I said, you know, I took Afrin, and they all went, oh my God, that stuff sends your blood pressure through the roof.
Absolutely it does. And you're about to go into surgery.
Yes. So they had to give me blood pressure stabilizing medication while I was on the table to control my blood pressure while I was under the influence of the anesthesia. And also, my epiglottis got so flaccid when the propofol kicked in that they had to put a tube down my throat to keep my airway open for the gas to get in. So,
no wonder you were in there for so long.
I was in 4 hours. Well, no, the reason I was in there for 4 hours is this. Dr. Seeds knows, he calls me an athlete. He says, you're an athlete. He says, we can't fuse anything because you're going to want to be able to stand on your tippy toes. You're going to want to be able to sprint. You're going to want to be able to run. You're going to want to be able to do all the things you could do before this happened. I said, yes. He said, so we're going to go in there, and we are going to look at the foot once I'm in there, and I'm going to determine what I want to do. But here are the things that I'm thinking about doing. So he said, we're going to take the first metatarsal, which is the long bone, the first bone of the big toe, of all the toes, up to the great toe. And we're going to pull it back into the towards the middle of the foot where it belongs. And we're going to rotate the toe so that it lines back up where it was. And we're going to shave the joint because it's all inflamed and you have all this calcification. Then we're going to take the first toe, the second toe, which is now traumatically hammered and up on top of the foot. And we're going to, once that we put the block in, the muscles will relax. We'll pull that back down into the joint. We're going to cut the joint to take some length out of it. And then we're going to run a wire through it to keep it there so that it can heal like that. And he said, and the third toe, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with yet, but I'll know when I get in there. It all depends on how flexible your foot is. He said, in most cases, the muscles in feet like yours, they become very rigid and hard to move. He said, worst case scenario, we'll have to use a bolt to bring the first metatarsal over. That's going to be 6 weeks off your feet to 8 weeks off your feet for that to heal. Okay.
Oh. Your foot's got one part Frankenstein to it.
Now. Oh, yeah.
Got one bolt,
yeah,
officially.
Yeah. No, but I don't have it. I don't have it. When he got in there, he said it was very easy to move the metatarsal back towards the foot. And that's because I keep training. That's because the muscles in my feet have stayed fairly stretchable, let's say. And so,
I've got a couple good questions I need to ask.
Okay,
you
well, write
this
write
topic.
Them down. Write them down. Write them down because I want you to ask them. And so, once he got in there, he had like a clamp. He was actually able to pull that first metatarsal close to the foot, and he thought to himself, "I know what I'm going to do." He has this super strong wire. He said like it holds 10,000 pounds. And he thought to himself, I'm just going to punch a couple holes through the first metatarsal and the second metatarsal, and I'm going to make them like their ligaments and just attach, bring the first metatarsal in closer using those and some titanium stays that distribute the stress along the side of the bone. And so that was going to be the answer to getting rid of the bunion, if you will. Then he had to shave the joint down. And then he had to get the, I'm trying to think what they call the little bones that protect the bottom of the joint. It'll come to me in a second. The sesamoids to line up properly.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's the hard part. He said, getting the sesamoids to line up properly is tricky. But then he told me after the surgery, when he pulled the first metatarsal in, the sesamoid lined right up. It fell right into place. He says it was right where it needed to be. And so they put the wires in. Then the second toe, they cut the joint out. And the third toe, they left alone, because when they did all that, the third toe kind of went back into place. And he said, you're never going to have any trouble with the third toe because you now have a ball on your foot again to stand on. So
isn't that amazing?
He approaches surgery. He's like an artist, right? He knows he wants to paint the landscape, but he's not sure what kind of landscape and what he wants it to look like until he starts painting. So he knew what he wanted to do, and he knew that he had a palette of colors to work with, lots of different things, but he wasn't sure what he was going to do until he got in there and he examined the foot. And what he ended up doing will now give me full use, full function of my foot. Nothing is fused. Everything will work the way it worked before.
That is incredible. And you've been dealing with this since 2016.
April of 2016 when I went to Quest. Yeah, when I traveled to Quest. I had to go out there and stay out there for a month. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how fast your calf on that foot now recovers, because you've been unable to basically do anything with it.
It's very atrophied. My calf on my left leg looks like somebody else's calf compared to the one on the right. So it's going to be a while. I'm going to have to really work to get that muscle to come back. I know that already. I knew that before I got into this. So
now there's something to this conversation. Well, there's all kinds of things you and I have been talking about. But two things jumped out at me right away when you started talking about the toes. You've been a big fan and a big proponent of basically the natural shoe style that kind of exploded across the country.
Vibram
shoes.
Yeah.
I've worn them for
a decade, but that's not what caused this problem.
That's not what caused the problem. No. I'm actually dropping on it. But the fact that your feet are already improved so quickly from what he thought they were going to be.
Right. I wonder if it's because I...
Yes.
Injury. Well, okay, so there's something I got to tell you, and it's shocking.
Okay.
I have to take a break. But something happened while we were in surgery. And he came out. He came out and told me he's done probably. He just guessed. He says, "Look, I've done well over 20,000 surgeries. I've been doing this for 30 years." He says, "And I've encountered 5 people in my entire career. You being one of them, but you are by far the most severe case of this." He says, "And I'm going to tell you about it when we come back from the break. It's insane, and it's because of the superhuman lifestyle." Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out.
Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm on the air with Tim Bruce. We're talking about my surgery.
I am here indeed, my friend.
So, when Dr.
Seeds... Let's get into this.
Yeah, so when Dr. Seeds had me under, and it came time, like he had decided what he was going to do with my foot, it came time to start drilling bones and nibbling. They have this, looks like a pliers, nibbling parts of the socket off of the one toe to get it to straighten out so they could put the wire through it. He said he had never encountered a bone so hard in his career. He said maybe four other people in his career have had this scenario. I forgot to ask him if it was, in fact, athletes, to be honest with you. And so,
or one of them was Wolverine.
Yeah, one of them, yeah. He said that when it came time to drill, to put the wire in, drill the holes, the drill bit was smoking. And the other people, you know, there were two other surgeons with him assisting him, and they couldn't believe it. Well, when it came time to cut the joint out of the second toe, he went through two cutting blades. The first one smoked and just flattened out. He said, "You've got the hardest bones I've ever seen." Now think about this: if they're that hard in my feet, what are they like in my hips and in my femur and, you know, and the rest of my body?
Right. Carl, you know, I got to jump in here because you know something that all of us have heard as strength trainers, as personal trainers, as people who have been in the fitness culture and physical culture for 20 plus years. What do you hear? What we all have heard, how to build bone density is train under load, squats, deadlifts, standing barbell presses. You know, all of this is supposed to have this extra added benefit to potentially increase bone density, fight off the potential osteoporosis side effects. But you, my friend, are living proof of that. That is not just conjecture and something read off of a PubMed study. You're living it right now. And I'd love to know if anyone else in our audience has had something very similar happen to them.
Yeah, I would too. I got to tell you, to come back full circle to something you said earlier. So I have been training legs and living in five fingers for a decade. I have a feeling as it relates to my feet, you know, when you see those pictures of me doing 1,300-pound leg presses or, you know, squatting 700 pounds on the power squat machine, I've always been in five fingers, all of those things. So I'm basically barefoot. I got to believe that that is the reason why the bones are so dense in my feet.
That on top of your what you've been doing as far as your diet, what you've been consuming basically for the last 20 years. Since you made the turn in your life to get healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you've looked at this from, you've focused on this from a very intense perspective on not just to put on lean muscle mass for the sake of just putting on muscle mass. So as long as I've known you, you've been focused on health first. Health first. Being superhuman means from the inside out.
Right.
I think you're living proof of that, sir.
Well, and see, he said he wasn't surprised. He goes, I wasn't surprised. He said, because remember when you sent me the x-rays of your hips, when I tore my hamstring on my left leg, the three attachments, I was considering having it reattached, but I didn't want to go under anesthesia. And the left hamstring was just as strong without the three attachments as it was with. So I thought, well, the hell with it. I'm not going to subject myself to surgery unnecessarily. But he said back then, he goes, the bones on your hips, like you've got these things, they look like slag tights that are literally grown over the tendons. They've upgraded to, they've reached out and the bone has grown over the attachment. And he said, like, I could tell just from your hips in that picture that bone mineralization is not a problem for you. But he was very surprised to see my feet. These small little bones in my feet were so frigging tough. So that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
That is an added benefit. That gives you a little more hope for the future that what you've been doing is working.
Don't forget, when Elisa and I first started living together, it was Valentine's Day. And we had been out all night dancing and drinking and partying. And I went downstairs to lock the garage door and get a couple bottles of water and run upstairs to the bedroom. Remember, it was Valentine's Day, right? And I made a left turn three strides too early and went down the basement stairs. And
my leg
got caught underneath the railing and took the railing off the wall. And I actually heard one of the steps crack. And I jumped up at the bottom of the stairs and felt my legs and they felt good. And I sprinted up the stairs. Because I didn't want her to think I hurt myself because it was Valentine's Day evening, guys and gals. You know,
right.
I mean, like we just had a great time and I was in the mood to make love now and like I wasn't going to let it in and nothing happened to me. And I got to believe that anybody else would have broke a hip or broke a femur or broke something.
I think most human beings on the planet that didn't have a touch of adamantium in their bloodstream would have broke something.
Yeah, I mean, so listen, what we do in this audience absolutely increases bone mineral density. There's no doubt in my mind about it.
Right. I mean, it has to be helping. Now, let's talk about something that I know everybody wants to know about.
Go ahead.
What is your plan? I know you have one. You're always talking about.
I was in the gym today.
You're always tinkering with your diet.
Yeah, I was in the gym.
Supplement-wise and diet-wise.
So immediately upon post-surgery, I started out with 1 milligram of BPC-157, 1 IU of growth hormone, and 2 milligrams of thymosin beta-4. The next morning, 1 milligram of BPC-157 and 1 IU of growth hormone. That evening, 1 milligram of BPC-157 and 1 IU of growth hormone. And I've pretty much kept that steady. I'm going to run the thymosin beta-4 every 4 to 5 days at 2 milligrams. But I'm doing 1 milligram of BPC-157 twice a day and 1 IU of growth hormone twice a day. And so getting around on crutches is really harder than I thought it would be. It's exhausting. It really is. And so I told Dr. Seeds texted me over the weekend and said, how you feeling? I said, I feel really good. However, you know, getting around on crutches is really difficult. He said, can you put your, you know, so I'm in one of these walking boots. You ever see them? They're like, they look like a giant space boot. It's a gray plastic and you blow, it blows up on the inside. It's kind of like a cast and a boot all in one.
Yep. My daughter had to be in one for quite a while too.
So he said, try putting your heel down and tell me if you have any pain. And I said, no. He goes, well, I guess if you want, you can use your heel a little bit, but you know, just don't walk on the front of the foot. So I have been alternating indoors on the heel and outdoors on the crutches. And I can tell you already that the foot doesn't hurt at all. I mean, it feels really good.
That's all positive.
Yeah, I'm having the stitches taken out in 2 weeks here by a local doctor, and then I go back to Cleveland 2 weeks after that to have the pin taken out. So I have and my second toe looks like it has a little cocktail onion sticking out of it. It's a little ball or an antenna, like an old-fashioned car antenna. There is a pin.
I saw you posted. That is what you posted, wasn't it? That's on Facebook.
Yeah, there's a little pin that has to be removed once he's confident the joint has set properly. Then he's going to remove that. And then it's probably another couple of weeks with the boot on, and then maybe I'll get it off and start rehabbing the foot. I got a feeling I'm going to be rehabbing it a lot sooner than I think it is because I have a feeling it's healing faster.
Yeah, I think there's no question in my mind that you're just going to heal faster than you expected from the jump. Because they look at somebody who's in your age bracket who most likely doesn't train very much and isn't as healthy as you are. I mean, your average person that comes in there at 59. And like he said, told you immediately, he said, Carl, you're an athlete. You know, for what you put yourself through on a week-by-week basis. Now, what about supplementation?
So So here's what I'm doing for supplementation.
Okay.
I'm obviously continuing to take my vitamin C. I'm taking a double dose of Actistatin from GLC. I'm using a collagen hydrolysate, obviously for collagen production for ligaments and tendons and stuff like that. I am taking something by Metagenics. Elisa got this for me. It's called SPM. SPMs. They are they promote they're resolvins, right? They're special types of resolvins that help to resolve inflammation and heal. And they're actually derived from marine lipids, but they're concentrated from marine lipids. And they're a specific fraction of marine lipids that are responsible for using inflammation properly, making inflammation heal things instead of just causing inflammation. And so I've been taking six of those a day. I think that's why I don't have any pain, because I ran out of H-hemp. I ran out of it before the surgery was even – so I haven't been able to use
right.
that. But I think the SPMs are the reason I have zero pain. The night before the surgery, I started taking a baby aspirin every night because I didn't want to have a thrombotic event on the table and stroke out like with a blood clot. And I've continued to take just 81 milligrams of enterically coated baby aspirin. I'm sure that's helping a little bit. The one thing I do notice is I haven't slept well since the surgery. And I really think that's from the anesthesia. I really do. Oh, and by the way.
I do too.
I'm going to have to talk about something a little funky here.
Oh, no.
Everybody
get ready.
Anesthesia causes constipation.
Very common.
Yes. They didn't tell me about this, but anesthesia causes the same type of constipation that opioids do. So I didn't poop for like a day and a half. That's rare for me because I poop a couple times a day. I didn't poop for like a day and a half. And when that first poop was like, I felt like I gave birth to a 7-pound baby. No, really, I'm being sincere. I'm being real. I just want you to know, if you're going in for surgery, you want to take like a stool softener or something like that before the surgery, because the anesthesia will make it very, very, very difficult for you to have a bowel movement for at least
a
day and a half.
I'm shocked they didn't say something to you. Of all the things that, I mean, all the bases you have covered, I can't believe they didn't mention that up front. Like,
no.
That's like the most common thing.
No, I found out by accident. I was actually, I Googled it. I was like, damn, something's going wrong here. So that's something I would recommend to anybody having surgery. Take a stool softener either the morning after the surgery or the day before. My daughter Sydney came with me, and she was a real blessing. She was a great help. When we got back to the hotel, so I drove to Cleveland on Wednesday, 6 hours up. Went there and had my pre-surgery appointment. Then Thursday morning, I show up at the hospital, have my surgery. I did train Thursday morning. I put it up. I took my X3 bar with me. I got a good training session, and I did some cardio. Had my surgery. It started snowing in Cleveland. I'm talking about snow. Like, we got like 4 or 5 inches while we were there. So leaving the hospital was a bit treacherous because I was still pretty woozy and on crutches. I had never used crutches before. And when we got
now,
when we got to the hotel, the hotel lobby was completely sloppy with water. I put one crutch down and it literally slipped out from under me. I grabbed myself and I held myself up by the door. And I said, "Do you guys have a wheelchair?" And they're like, "No, we don't." So my daughter, who works at a hotel, she works the front desk at a hotel here in Louisville, the Brown Hotel. She goes over, you know how all the hotels have a little computer station at the front where people can check their email and stuff? She grabs the computer chair, pushes it behind me, says, "Sit down, Dad." And she pushes it like a wheelchair into the elevator, up to the room. I sit on the bed. She brings it back down. She worked so hard, my daughter. I couldn't have done this without somebody. And really, she did an amazing job. Elisa couldn't come because she had work. She actually had to travel. And so she couldn't help me out. So Sydney came with me, and she was a godsend. But she thought quick. She got that chair. She used it like a wheelchair. She got me into the room. She came back down, parked the car, carried all the stuff back up into the room. And then I started to feel crappy.
Right, because everything slowly starts to wear off.
Well,
the initial.
It's not only that. The stuff wore off, but they gave me so many different drugs. I found out that they gave me a drug for blood pressure. They gave me a drug for arrhythmia because I have a mild atrial fib. I've had it. I had it the first surgery. I had it, but they cleared me. They did an echocardiogram. They said, "No, your heart's strong. You're fine." So they gave me like all sorts of drugs while I was on the table to control this and control that. And when those things started to wear off, I just felt like hell. And I felt like hell for a couple of days. I haven't slept. I slept 4 hours last night. That's all I slept.
Yeah, that's not speeding recovery, getting 4 hours of sleep. I mean,
no. And I trained.
Unless you're a Navy SEAL, even for a short term.
Yeah, and I trained today. I went to the gym and I trained chest, shoulders, triceps, and neck, and I had a great workout. A lot better than I thought I was going to, consider I didn't sleep. But it all in all, the sleep is still not recovered for some reason. And thank you, Aaron Singerman, because guess what I have in my hand, Tim?
What?
Fade Out. Aaron sent me a jar of Fade Out. It just got here today. I guess he knows that I was having trouble sleeping. So I'm going to use this tonight, and I'm sure that I'm going to sleep good tonight. Because
No question.
Yeah.
What a fantastic product that is.
Oh, man. It makes you sleep. It really, really does. There's no doubt about it.
Right. There's no hangover feeling. You know, you take Fade Out, and you don't feel like you took a sleeping product.
Yeah. And it's got Phenibut in it. And if I take Phenibut by itself, I wake up feeling hungover. But when I take this product, I don't feel that way. I don't know
why.
You're
not the only one, Carl. That's most people I've talked to that's taken Phenibut as a standalone. They can't wake up the next day, and they say they can't get going.
Right.
They're drinking extra coffee. But Fade Out, that combination he's got put together works.
Yeah, no, it's
a
great product.
I've tried it. I know it works. Yeah.
So that's the pre and post. I did cry before the surgery, Sydney told me. I started crying because I was afraid. I was afraid I was going to die on the table. I really, 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 really was afraid of that.
Well, I think that's a completely natural human emotion when you're going through something that terrible.
Yeah, and now
it's the vulnerability. I mean, I really believe that's what it is. I mean, it's the vulnerability factor that you no longer have control over your life at that moment.
Yes.
You're now handing it over, literally, to that group of human beings in that room. They are in charge of you.
I told the anesthetist that, the anesthesiologist, I told her that. She says, what are you afraid of? I said, I'm afraid that when you put me out, something's going to go wrong and I'm going to die. She says, look, I got you. She says, I'm going to be watching every vital sign. If anything looks wrong, she says, I'll get you right out. She said, you're going to be fine. I promise you. And that's when I started crying when she walked away, because I thought, you know, I'm literally putting my life in the hands of a person that I don't know. And I don't know what she's capable of. And, you know, I wanted to ask her, have you ever had anybody die? And then I thought twice about it. I thought, what if she says yes? What am I going to do? Say, no, I don't want you?
Oh, right, because then you have that in your head. Yeah, she looks at you in the face and tells you what you asked her. The worst case scenario, yes, actually, just yesterday, as a matter of fact.
A guy just looked kind of like you. He died.
Right, it's natural human nature. You want to ask that question, but then thankfully you had enough cognitive ability left before the drugs kicked in.
Yeah. But my foot looks amazing already. It really does. It looks like the other foot already. And once the swelling goes down, which I know from previous surgery, that can take months. Once the swelling goes down, I'll be back to normal in that foot. And that foot will work the way it's supposed to work, the way it worked before I effed it up.
Since 2016.
Yes, April of 2016. See, it didn't. But it didn't go all at once, Tim.
Right. You had the injury.
I had the injury, and it was just the injury. Then about a week later, one toe popped out of the socket and came up. I was like, uh-oh, I got a hammer toe. And then about 4 weeks later, the toe next to it came up. And then about 5 months later, the bunion started to happen, and the big toe started moving to the right. And so it was
I cannot imagine. Every couple of weeks looking at your foot going, okay, that's new. That's new.
Yeah. And so like the past 6 months, I haven't been able to wear dress shoes. I can put them on the right foot, but I couldn't get them on the left foot. Because the foot actually became like a claw. It got wider.
And you put it off till this long. Man, I'll tell you what, you've got one hell of a pain tolerance.
Yeah, so I start off every morning.
That's true.
The pain didn't happen in the morning. I'd wake up every morning and the foot would feel fairly okay. But by the end of the day, it was just like every step, just standing was painful. But you know what? I did not keep myself from doing anything. When Elisa and I went out dancing with friends, I danced. I had a drink and smoked a little weed, but I danced. And, you know, I didn't let it. I never said no. I can't do that ever. Not at for any reason. No, I can't. I can't leg press today. No, I didn't do that. I did everything
right,
that I had to do.
You were still training legs the entire time.
Yeah, but I backed it off the last 2 months here in anticipation of the surgery because I wanted the bottom of my foot to heal. I couldn't have the surgery until the hole closed up on the sole of my foot. So I only trained legs 3 times a month. That was it. Two times.
The hole closed up.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, and I know I'm not the only one. I'm catching myself laughing a lot during this podcast, and we're not talking about anything directly funny. But I know there's other people out there thinking the same exact thing. You're saying this so nonchalantly. Oh, my third toe popped out of socket. Oh, I have a hole in my foot. Yeah, maybe I'm going to get surgery now.
And that's actually, it was like, okay, now I have to get surgery. There's no choice. That's exactly
what happened. You're at the point of no return.
Yeah.
Now, you're already consuming a lot of protein in your diet because you've been following something very keto-based for quite a while.
Well, I got to be honest. The past couple of days, I haven't. But today, I'm back on my game. Last night, we had Mexican. I ate chips. I ate rice. I ate plantain. The night of my surgery, I had the urge for fried rice. I don't know why, but I had Sydney.
What a strange thing.
I had Sydney pick up wonton soup and fried rice. There's no protein in that. And I ate the entire container of fried rice and a big jug of wonton soup. I had to have it. That's what I wanted. I had surgery that morning. It was like, I don't give a damn about protein right now. But the next morning, I did have a high-protein breakfast that I put up on Facebook. 6 eggs, 2 orders of bacon, a beef patty with cheese on it and some broccoli. Yeah. But now I'm back.
Based on the exactly. You're back on basically what you were following before.
Right.
But we've also been talking about quite a bit, and you've had some people on the show in the last several weeks talking about the increase in protein intake, especially for people past the ages of 40, 45, 50, who are training hard. It seems like the bottom number on what's needed keeps increasing.
Yes.
And post-surgery, I actually looked at two sites. I'm looking at one right now. It's the Solstice Wellness blog to speed post-op recovery, and they're recommending even higher amounts of protein.
Well, I'm with them. I have a pound of grass-fed. I've already had 60 grams of protein this morning, pre- and post-workout.
Okay.
Actually more, 72. I've already had 82 grams of protein this morning. I have well over 125 grams of protein for my next meal, and then I'm going to have a can of salmon tonight for dinner, and so I'll end up with about 260 to 270 grams of protein for today.
So you are in the high end of the category.
But that's what I eat anyway. That's how I eat anyway. That's how I normally eat when I'm just training.
Right, that's pretty much been your standard fare now, and how your macros break down. Well, probably last year, right? You've pretty much been on
at least longer than that. I've been eating like that longer than that, and so I mean this is the way.
It's gonna be fascinating your recovery here, chum. I mean,
I want to squat. I want to squat again. I don't know what, but I want to squat some sort of considerable weight. I want to be able to do the things that I did one more time before I say, okay, I'm done with that. And that's what I want to do now that my foot is better. We're getting better. Let's take a break, Tim.
All right.
And then you can ask me all the questions you want. How's that sound?
Got it.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. 74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real, long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You know, if I would have died on that table, I wouldn't have left everybody in a lurch. Do you have life insurance? Tim, do you have life insurance?
I do indeed. And I have recently just taken and gone through Health IQ's, going through the link on superhumanradio.net, clicked on the banner ad, and I am going to save some money when my insurance premium comes up.
Yeah.
With Health IQ.
You know, Health IQ cares that you can deadlift your own weight or that you go to the gym three times a week. They care about these kind of things because they want healthy people to offer life insurance to. Because let's be honest, they know there's less risk that you're going to die. So why not pay less for your life insurance? Why pay more? Why would you want to pay more, Tim?
I agree 100%. I mean, they're literally giving us an opportunity to save a couple of bucks doing something that we all know we're supposed to do anyway. Every one of us knows we're supposed to have life insurance, especially every parent out there in the audience. You got to have some. You got to have some protection for your family.
Yeah, because at least to bury yourself and give some people some money until they can get on their own feet and make up for what you were bringing in. And Health IQ will reward you because you like to be healthy. You can go to superhumanradio.net and click the Health IQ banner ad, or you can go to healthiq.com/SHR. Is that right, Tim?
That's correct.
And take the quiz. Doesn't hurt to take the quiz. See if you can save money. If you can't save money, no harm, no foul. But take the quiz and see.
A couple of minutes.
Yeah. And you'll be surprised. You'll be like, wait a minute. Like, I'm paying too much. I got to get off of the health the life insurance I have now. And by the way, I keep slipping. They are working on getting health insurance for people like us, too. When that happens, stop the presses. Stop it, because I'm going to be the first one to sign up. I'm tired of paying for sick people. I'm tired.
I agree. I mean, it's such a backward system that all of us are actually not being rewarded for being healthy. We're doing all this work. We're physically getting the rewards. We're living better. We function better in the world. Our family is getting the benefit of us being around longer and being healthier, but we're still paying more in premiums. It makes no sense to me.
Right, right. So what question do you have for me, Tim?
Well, there's something that popped into my head that showed up actually on a Facebook thread on your page about potentially using insulin as a wound healing agent.
What are your thoughts
on that?
Well, it sounds interesting. I think that IGF-1 is a better choice. I would say before I would spray insulin on the wound, I would spray IGF-1 long R3 or inject IGF-1 long R3 into the local area.
Right. If you had to pick one, I don't know.
I don't know anything about the healing effects of insulin. I know about the nutrient partitioning effects of insulin. Insulin is anabolic, but it's not
correct.
It's not a tissue repair anabolism. It's a nutrient partitioning anabolism. You know, a protein synthetic response, storing glycogen, those kind of things. I don't know. When I first saw that, I thought, that's interesting, but I would rather have IGF-1.
Right from the, exactly for every reason you said. I have nothing more I could possibly even add to this. I thought it was fascinating to even read about that, and then I went down the rabbit hole of trying to find anything that points to it, and I can't, but I'd love somebody to tell me.
I mean, sounds logical, but then it doesn't, because of the role of what insulin does and the role of what growth factors do.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, BPC, growth hormone, these things stimulate growth factors that repair damaged tissue. I've never heard of insulin repairing damaged tissue. So.
Right. This could be something that this definitely needs some more exploring. That's where I came away with this. Hey, there's something in the news today that showed up in Google.
Tell me about it.
The cholesterol drug Praluent, they're making a pretty substantial claim that it's proven to lower death and heart attack risk, according to a study done by the corporation that sells the drug.
Yeah.
There's always a disclaimer.
Yeah, I don't understand. I guess maybe in a certain subset of the population it may have some benefits. I don't know. I'm always skeptical
right. When
pharmaceutical companies make claims at all nowadays.
I think in all there should be. There seems to be there's almost no sense to it, to this constant barrage of advertisements for every new cholesterol drug that hits the market, when the government's backtracking. They're actually starting to backtrack.
On cholesterol, cholesterol and heart attack, I know.
Yeah, they're backtracking.
In fact,
they're trying to find more money.
In fact, the cholesterol medication producers started to work on repurposing statin drugs as anti-inflammatory drugs a few years ago in anticipation of there being a withdrawal of the idea that statin drugs prevent heart attacks. And because we're seeing that now. We're seeing a lot of research showing that they don't prevent heart attacks. If anything, they increase the rate of dementia. They increase the possibility for type 2 diabetes. I mean, they're just not good drugs. And let's not forget one thing that no one ever mentions. If, in fact, you believe that dyslipidemia is dangerous, you don't need a statin drug. Every statin drug manufactured by a pharmaceutical company is compared to the gold standard of managing blood lipids. You know what that is? Niacin.
Yes, but
vitamin
please
B6.
Go ahead.
Vitamin B6,
yeah.
Niacin. So if, in fact, you believe that lowering LDL and raising HDL is beneficial, don't take a statin drug. Go to Kroger's, buy 500 milligram caplets of slow-release niacin. Do not let your doctor prescribe Niaspan, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But I think Sundowner makes a 500 milligram slow-release niacin. Take 1 to 2 of those a day with meals. You will not get the flushing. It is not the flush-free niacin. It just releases slowly so you don't get the flushing. See, flush-free niacin has been shown not to improve blood lipid. Okay? What causes the flushing actually changes the liver. What causes the flushing causes a release of prostaglandins. That's where the flushing comes from. But it also increases LDL receptors and decreases HDL receptors in the liver, which makes the LDL flush out and the HDL spared. And that's like $6 a bottle of 500 caps. So that's a 500 to 250-day supply if you take 1 or 2 a day with a meal. And you'll correct your dyslipidemia without using drugs that impair the body's ability to make cholesterol when it needs it. Remember, every sex steroid, every hormone sex steroid, testosterone, DHEA, pregnenolone, progesterone, estrogen, estradiol, They're all made from cholesterol. Vitamin D in the skin, made from cholesterol. Think about that for a second. If you have skin cancer and you're laying in the sun and you take a statin drug and you wonder why you're getting skin cancer in the sun when somebody else can lay in the sun all day long, they're not taking a statin drug. Their body's producing vitamin D from the sun. Yours is not. So when you block the body's ability to make cholesterol, very, very dangerous. But when you shift the liver's ability to flush out what is considered bad cholesterol and increase what is considered good cholesterol, you're not stopping the production. You're managing the flow, the egress and access and egress through the liver. Very, very different scenario. The body can still make cholesterol when it needs it to make testosterone, to make progesterone, to make vitamin D. So if you really are worried, if you really believe that cholesterol is the reason for heart attacks, don't take statin drugs. Take niacin. Now, why shouldn't you take Niaspan? Why? Okay. In order to have gotten a patent on niacin, a naturally occurring vitamin B, the pharmaceutical industry had to create a form of niacin that is resistant to breakdown by the liver. So it stays in circulation longer.
Okay.
So instead of making a niacin caplet with real nicotinic acid and some sort of slow release system that takes a long time to digest, and they probably use some sort of gum, cellulose gum, xanthan gum, so that it takes a long time to digest. That's how they achieve it. They created a form of niacin that has a side chain on it that the liver cannot excrete. Well, that's the same thing that happens when you take drugs that are methylated, like methylated hormones. They increase blood clotting and they hurt the liver. They cause something called hepatic stress. Niaspan is actually toxic to the liver. But they can prescribe it and they can patent protect it. So doctors will prescribe it. And this pharmaceutical industry makes a bunch of money on it. And it's garbage. It's garbage. It does more harm than good. Just get slow release nicotinic acid, real niacin, vitamin B6. Take 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day. Usually that's a sweet spot. Some people may need 1,500 milligrams, just depending on how wonky your liver is. And use that, because that is the gold standard. That is what all these pharmaceutical companies compare their results to. Think about that.
It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And it's hard to even get around the fact that our body absolutely needs cholesterol. In times of stress, when you're fighting an infection, when you're fighting off an injury, your body produces more and increases it. So at the same time, there's a large chunk of Americans on drugs, multiple different versions, reducing that effect, basically slowing your body's ability to heal itself from the building block stage. That flabbergasts me.
Yeah, it's really sad what's being done to people today. I got to be honest with you. But that's why where you get your information from counts. That's the new evolutionary selection pressure, where you get your information from, whether or not you and your children will have long, healthy lives. That's it.
I agree. We got to be proactive today, and that's where this network comes in, and that's where this podcast is so powerful.
So
we have the ability through the podcast, through the radio network, to put doctors and scientists and people at the cutting edge and at the tip of the spear.
So if people are listening to this show and they want to reach you because they're interested in finding out how to advertise on the show, how should they reach you?
Easiest way to reach me is tim.bruce at superhumanradio.net. Or you can reach me at Tim Bruce on Facebook. And you can just instant message me if that's where you found me through the station. Easiest way to go.
Yeah, and you're Tim Bruce in Wisconsin, right?
I am in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Appears to be a lot of Tim Bruces out there. We found out this morning.
it's a ridiculous story. I'm not going to bore the audience with it, but yeah, there's a lot of us, and a whole bunch of us got connected one time at the burgeoning of Facebook's launch, and thought it would be funny if we all connected with each other just to confuse all of our families.
That's funny.
And we all started posting on each other's pages at one time. It was kind of ridiculous. It was fun for a minute.
Funny stuff. Well, there you go. I wanted to share my story of my surgery with everybody, and now My recovery is already underway, and I hope to be walking on this foot in 4 to 5 weeks and rehabbing it at that point in time, and then doing all the things that I love to do, including run again. I can't wait to run. I haven't been able to run.
That's going to be a big day. You got to film that.
Yeah, jog. All right, brother. That's all we've got for today.
All right, man.
And don't forget, show some love to H Hemp. Google H Hemp Company. Use the coupon code SHR. Get 20% off plus free shipping. Their products work. I endorse them. So check them out. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. We got Rob Regish on tomorrow for Blueprint Power Hour and lots more good stuff. Talk to you then.